Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I'm very glad you're joining us for our lesson today. It's kind of about sports. Who is your favorite sports star? Is it Jeremy Lin, LeBron James, Serena Williams, Wang Jianming? There are so many sports stars out there, right? Why do you like that person so much? Is it because of how they play or who they are outside of the game, or for both reasons, or other reasons? Well, the name of our lesson today is Peyton Manning. Yes, we're learning about this football star, and we're going to learn about Manning's work ethic. Now, what is someone's work ethic? We'll discuss that too. We'll also learn about some of Manning's victories. All right, well, right now it's time for you to open your magazine, and let's get started.
Peyton Manning. During Manning's 4 years at UT, the 6'5", 230-pound player set 42 records. Coaches and teammates alike were impressed with his work ethic. Before every game, Manning studied football game films, looking for areas that needed improvement. During breaks, he organized practice sessions for himself and some teammates. In 1998, the NFL's Indianapolis Colts chose Peyton Manning as their first draft pick. Manning worked hard and inspired his teammates, leading the team to a Super Bowl victory in 2007. In 2012, Manning signed to play with the Denver Broncos, and in 2016, he led them to a Super Bowl victory as well.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 work ethic 这个名词。Ethic 是指伦理或道德规范，所以 work ethic 是指职业道德、工作伦理或者是敬业精神，都是用单数型。例如 ，Alex shows a strong work ethic, which makes him well respected by his colleagues. Alex 显示出强烈的敬业精神，让他的同事们都很尊敬他。或者是 a sense of teamwork is an important element of a good work ethic.团队合作精神是良好敬业精神的重要元素。接下来我们看 draft 这个名词。 draft 在这里是指球队的选秀机制，也就是让同一个联盟的球队可以挑选新秀或自由球员的机会。例如 the football team will draft a new quarterback as a replacement for the wounded one。 这支足球队会选入一位新的四分卫来取代原先受伤的四分卫。Draft 也指人力的选派，例如 extra police officers were drafted by the city to help investigate the terrorist attack. 为了协助调查这起恐攻，市府调派了更多警力来参与。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, I know you have your magazine open, so let's get right into this section. We're continuing to learn about the football star Peyton Manning.And we read here, during Manning's 4 years at UT, the 6'5", 230-pound player set 42 records. Now, do you know anybody who's 6'5", Rebecca?
Let me think. Nope, my dad is 6'2".
Well, that's pretty tall.
Right, but that's not 6'5".
I'm 6'3".
You're 6'3"?
But I seem shorter than your dad, huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm about the same height as your dad. Steve is around
6'5". Oh.
Yeah, he's like over 190 centimeters. And so Peyton Manning is pretty tall. Now, just for your reference, friends, 230 pounds is about 104 or 105 kilograms. So that is how much Peyton Manning weighs.
And he set 42 records. That's pretty incredible. Coaches and teammates alike...We're impressed with his work ethic.
Yeah, Well, we need to take a look at that little phrase because it's a very useful one for you to know whether you're speaking to somebody or writing something out like in our lesson. Something and something alike. That means it's in a similar way. So we could say that coaches and teammates were impressed with his work ethic in a similar way.
So, for example, mm-hmm. you can also say, dogs and cats alike really need attention, and they need some playtime.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, I am thinking about little mittens.
Yes, you're always thinking about your cat mittens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rebecca and Gabe alike both like cats.
Yes.
Yeah?
But we don't both have a cat.
No, I don't have a cat anymore.
Anymore.
But let's get back to Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Okay, because he has great work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, this is a phrase from the Word Bank. You know, work ethic is your belief in the moral value of hard work and diligence. And you believe in the ability that work has to improve your character as a person. So you really do think that work is not just about making money, but it's also about making you a better person.
Ah, that's right. So what about you all? Do you have a good work ethic? My sister definitely does. She has a very strong work ethic. And I think...
Can you explain?
Oh, yes. When she starts something, mm-hmm. she decides that she's going to finish the project, even if it's after hours. She decides that she's going to do everything in her power to do everything with excellence, and she is the type of person that goes over and beyond.
Well, that is a good example of someone with good work ethic. And we see here an explanation of Peyton Manning's work ethic in this next sentence. Before every game, Manning studied football game films, looking for areas that needed improvement. And before we continue learning about his work ethic, isn't there a phrase that describes when you tell someone how they can improve?
Gabe, I know.
Huh?
Constructive criticism.
Oh, come on, that's too hard.
No, that's the word I was thinking of. We're thinking of constructive criticism.
Is that what we're thinking
of? Yeah, that's what we're thinking of.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's right here on the
Good.
Screen. That's true. Constructive criticism. So how can you improve? Do you ask for constructive criticism? That is, you want other people to tell you how you can improve, not just criticize you and tell you the things you did wrong, but they tell you in a way that encourages you. It's constructive criticism.
I don't always like receiving constructive criticism, but I do believe it is very, very, very helpful. So I have to humble myself and willingly accept constructive criticism.
That's right. And friends, if you are giving constructive criticism, remember to make sure that it is constructive, that you are encouraging the other person with your words. We continue here. During breaks, he organized practice sessions for himself and some teammates. And we read on, in 1998, the NFL's Indianapolis Colts chose Peyton Manning as their first draft pick. So the draft is when the new players are selected to play for professional teams. And he was their first pick, their first choice.
And we read, Manning worked hard and inspired his teammates, leading the team to a Super Bowl victory in 2007. And then he led another team to a Super Bowl victory in 2012. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, we all know that you're American, so today I have a question for you. What do you consider to be a symbol of America?
That's a good question, Ken. The first thing I think of is the bald eagle, or the stars and stripes.
Right. That's another term that describes the American flag.
Yes. Or the Statue of Liberty in New York, or Uncle Sam, which was a cartoon character based on recruiting posters for the Army during World Wars I and II.
So there are quite a few things that people think are very American. I think of baseball or the Chevrolet Corvette.
some people might think of McDonald's or blue jeans.
And all of these things remind me of a saying, as American as apple pie.
And all of the things we've mentioned can be described with that expression. Baseball is as American as apple pie.
Hey, Carolyn, do you know where that saying came from?
Well, Ken, apples aren't from America, but there was a figure from American history that became a legend through apples. Johnny Appleseed.
That would be John Chapman, who planted apple trees all over the eastern United States in the early 1800s.
There was also a saying for American servicemen going to war in Europe during World War II that they were going for mom and apple pie, which then became as American as apple pie.
每个国家都有它的象征物，美国也不例外。什么东西最能够代表美国？有些人会说 the bald eagle, 白头鹰，因为那个是美国的国鸟。很多人觉得是 Uncle Sam, 山姆大叔，也有人认为是苹果派。为什么呢？因为有这么一句话 ,as American as apple pie, 如同苹果派那么的美国。由此可见 ,apple pie 就是美国文化的一部分。除了 apple pie, 你也可以用其他的一些事物来代表美国文化，比如说 ,as American as baseball and hot dogs, 如同棒球和热狗那么的美国。另外还有美国车厂 Chevrolet, 雪佛兰生产的超跑 Corvette, 那也是一个经典的美国精神的象征。所以你也可以说 ,as American as the Chevrolet Corvette。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about the football star Peyton Manning today. And everybody who knows him is impressed with his work ethic. That's right. He takes his job playing football very seriously. And he has led his team to several Super Bowl victories. Now, what makes this quarterback stand out? What makes him so special? We're going to find out next.
Peyton Manning. He is the only starting quarterback to win a Super Bowl with two different teams. Manning retired from professional sports in March 2016, but his legend lives on. According to one source, he may be the hardest worker you'll ever meet. He's a winner. He has turned much of that winning zeal toward his charities, and that has earned him a humanitarian award. A humble Manning said, "This means a lot to me because what I do off the field is much more important than anything I do on the field."
OK, 继续我们看 zeal 这个不可数名词。zeal 是指热情或者是热忱。例如 ,these patriotic young politicians zeal totally changed the country. 这些爱国的年轻政治家的热忱让国家完全改变。如果要说明是对哪一方面的热情可以用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,Patrick's zeal for money making made him a rich man when he was only 25. Patrick 赚钱的热情让他25岁就成为富翁。最后我们看的是 humanitarian 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 human 人类这个名词，所以 humanitarian 是指人道主义的或者是博爱的，注意它的重音是在 TA 这个音节，念成 humanitarian。 例如 humanitarian aid was sent to the war zone under the protection of UN troops， 人道援助的物资在联合国军队的保护下被送入战区。或者是 several humanitarian organizations are launching rescue programs to save the refugees. 几个人道组织正在发动救援难民的计划。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's continue learning about Peyton Manning here. He is the only starting quarterback to win a Super Bowl with two different teams. So yes, that is what makes this quarterback stand out.
And we read Manning retired from professional sports in March 2016, but his legend lives on.
And that's kind of a fun phrase to know, right? His legend lives on, or his story lives on. The idea of this person lives on. If something lives on, that means it continues to be a powerful influence in some way.
For example, Elvis Presley. Have you ever listened to his music?
Love me tender, love me true.
No. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Elvis Presley, I mean, he died quite some time ago.
Yes.
But his music lives on.
Well, some people say he never died.
Okay, well, there you go.
No, you're right. His music does live on, and his legend lives on as well. So Peyton Manning retired, but he is a legend.
That's right, and we read, according to one source, he may be the hardest worker you'll ever meet. He's a winner.
Ooh, according to which source? Well, friends, a source could mean different things, but in our lesson, it means a person that said something about someone. Someone might ask, where did you get that information? Who was your source, or what was your source?
And I think that your source is very important. As a journalist, the source is extremely important. I have this one friend, and she's a journalist. And it's very, very important that she finds good sources to help her with her stories.
And what do you mean by good sources? Reliable people or trustworthy people that tell the truth?
Definitely, yes. Mm-hmm. People that, you know, she can rely on, people that will help to help connect her to other sources, people that she can interview.
Yeah.
So it's very, very important.
Okay. So this is the meaning of the source in our lesson. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's someone that you talked to. According to one source, one person, he may be the hardest worker you'll ever meet. He's a winner.
And we read here, he has turned much of that winning zeal toward his charities. And that has earned him a humanitarian award.
Well, before we continue, you see that word zeal from the word bank. Now, that is a noun, but there's a related word. It's an adjective that describes someone who has zeal, and that is the word zealous. Now, it's not pronounced zealous. It's pronounced zealous. That is, that you are filled with intense enthusiasm for something.
For example, after moving to Taiwan, Rachel became a zealous student of the Chinese language. So she started studying Chinese.
Nice. Excellent. You're very zealous about something. A related word is maybe passionate, right? Are you passionate about something? You are zealous about something. We read here, he has turned much of that winning zeal toward his charities. Okay, so he is zealous about football, but he's also zealous about other things. He cares about other things, and that has earned him a humanitarian award. Now, that phrase, has earned something. This means that what he has done has earned him this award, that he has earned this award because of what he did.
So let's say, for example, Lily spent the entire Saturday working out in the yard. She was planting a garden all day long. And so since she worked so hard, at the end of the day, her dad gave her a donut. We could say that all of her hard work earned her a donut.
Interesting.
Yes?
Yeah, so friends, this is an interesting usage of this word earn, right? Because you could say that she earned a donut, right?
Right.
But I like what you just said, Rebecca. Her hard work earned her a donut. And that's how this word is used in our lesson as well, this zeal that has earned him a humanitarian award. So let's continue on here. A humble Manning said, this means a lot to me because what I do off the field is much more important than anything I do on the field.
And that's a really important reminder that I guess, you know, what he's doing off the field is very, very important, and it's changing lives and making a big difference.
And it's cool because, I mean, he retired from football, but I think we get the idea here that he hasn't retired from doing important things in life. And I was asking that question at the beginning of our lesson today, friends. Who do you admire? What sports star do you admire and why? Well, one reason I think people admire Peyton Manning is because he does care about a lot of important things outside of football.
Well, one thing I really care about here at Studio Classroom is a review skit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We care about you, review skits.
Well, fall is here, and American football is king.
So true. Hordes of people flock to high school and college games.
And millions tune in to college and professional games on TV, because football is king.
And if football is king, then quarterback Peyton Manning and his family are football royalty.
Royalty indeed. Peyton's father was named Mississippi's greatest all-time athlete. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame.
He was Peyton's hero, and you know what they say.
Like father, like son.
Peyton followed his dad's footsteps. He started playing football in the 7th grade and displayed amazing skills.
And as a high school senior, he was regarded as the nation's number one recruit. He had lots of offers from universities.
And accepted a scholarship from the University of Tennessee.
And he became a starting quarterback. And he, well, took the ball and ran with it.
He set 42 records. Coaches and teammates were impressed with his work ethic. He studied game films and organized practice sessions during breaks.
That's right. After college, he played for the Indianapolis Colts, leading his team to a Super Bowl victory.
Later, Manning signed with the Denver Broncos. He led them to a Super Bowl victory as well.
The only starting quarterback to win a Super Bowl with two different teams.
Now he's retired, but his legend lives on.
Yes. Long live the king.
Long live the king.
All right, well, I know that I can learn something from Peyton Manning's work ethic, especially when it comes to getting a team together and improving our skills.
Well, I think that whenever you bring a team together, it is important to develop the team's skills and work together in unity.
Yeah, friends, what about you? What have you learned from our lesson about Peyton Manning today? Well, our next lesson is very interesting. It's called The Tug of War. Be sure you join us next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
Friendship at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.